From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It is just after 4 a.m. in Baghdad, the deadline that President Bush set for Saddam Hussein to leave the country, and there is no sign that that has happened. An order to attack must come from the White House, and NPR's Brian Naylor is there. Brian, what's the word?
Well, there hasn't been any word at all, Robert. There has been no hint whatsoever that the president was going to come out anytime soon and announce the beginning of an attack. And it's quiet here. The doors are closed. The lights are dimmed. And there are no indications at all of any imminent statement or action by the president.
Take us back to the president's address on Monday night and what he said about this deadline and how shortly after that military action would likely follow.
Well, he said that he would give, as you know, Saddam Hussein 48 hours and really gave no indication other than to say, I think that a conflict would begin soon thereafter, but didn't give any kind of a time to it. And so we still don't know exactly what when. Obviously, the troops are amassing. We've heard reports all day that they have been moving toward the border with Iraq, those that are in Kuwait right now. But we've gotten no indication of what the timing is likely to be. They've been very closed-mouthed about this today at the White House.
There was a statement, though, today out of the White House, kind of a reminder to the American people that there is no obvious, clear duration for a war once it begins. They don't know how long it's going to be, and there will be casualties.
That's right. Ari Fleischer, the White House spokesman, at his midday briefing said that Americans ought to be prepared for loss of life. They expected the war to be brief. There are so many unknowns that it's impossible to predict. We can talk a little bit about the president's day. He met several times, we're told, with his war council. That includes the defense secretary Rumsfeld, Secretary of State Powell, and Condoleezza Rice. And also made some calls to world leaders, but the president kept out of sight all day. And once again, we've heard nothing from him this evening that any kind of remarks are planned.
Okay, Brian. That's NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House, where, as we've heard, nothing has been said about when airstrikes against Iraq would now commence.